This year, almost 45 million sockeye salmon will return to Bristol Bay. That's if you trust the University of Washington forecast. If you go by the numbers published by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game,
forecast is 40.18 million.
Gregory Buck is Fish and Game's fishery biologist and regional research coordinator for Bristol Bay. The ADF&G forecast is almost 5 million less than the University of Washington's forecast. As far as that forecast gap,
it's an accumulation of small differences.
And one of the researchers from the University of Washington's Alaska Salmon Forecast Team essentially agrees.
Well, we're all looking at the same data. We just use slightly different statistical methods to do so.
Curry Cunningham is a qualitative biologist who works with the University of Washington Alaska Salmon Forecast. Salmon forecasting basically boils down to a lot of data analysis and number crunching.
The best proxy for freshwater and early marine survival is how well members of the same cohort survived that encountered these same conditions when they went to sea.
Salmon from the same cohort, also called a brood year, spend different ratios of time in fresh versus ocean water before coming back to spawn. By analyzing returns of younger fish that were born in the same year, biologists and ecologists can predict how many fish from older age classes will return in the coming years.
We primarily are just forecasting 1 year ahead. So you're looking at the returns of a younger age class in the prior year, or the prior 2 to 3 years at most.
Curry Cunningham says the 5 million fish difference between the ADF&G forecast and his own at the University of Washington might have something to do with new kinds of data analysis that UW is using. In the past, salmon forecasts looked at returns of age classes and environmental conditions as relatively static. But the environment's effect on fish movement is actually much more variable.
In recent years, we've increasingly relied on what are known as dynamic linear models, which account for the fact that there are changes in average productivity of these systems over time, as well as changes in the relationships between these what we call sibling age classes.
Despite sometimes large yearly numbers differences, both the UW and ADF&G forecasts have similar percent errors. The UW forecasts have an absolute median percent error of 14.6% since about 2000, while ADF&G's is between 10 and 15%. As for whether fishermen trust the forecast, it seems like the prevailing philosophy is that you never know how a season is going to go until it's going. Every fisherman around the Naknek boatyards last week had their own way of trying to predict how the run will go.
A lot of tundra cotton. It's going to be a big season.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You go look out, see a bunch of tundra cotton, you know it's going to be huge.
I just looked at the molar report the other day. I've been watching the water temperature.
Well, last year gives one pause.
You never know until you start catching fish, honestly. It hasn't shaped up until, you know, we start shipping them in.
The runs seem to be very healthy, management's going well, price is definitely where it needs to be for the fishermen.
So far, both Buck and Cunningham say the run is shaping up to be right on track with the previous few years. Not early or late, but just on time. In Dillingham, I'm Sage Smiley.